is the Lord. Message number 36. The title of the message, Trusting God Alone. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ezra, chapter 8, and let us read from verse 21 to verse 23. There by the Ahava canal, I proclaimed a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before our God, and ask Him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we have told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to Him, but His great anger is against all who forsake Him. So we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and He answered our prayers. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. We come before You in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask You, Lord, to bless this time and use it for Your glory. We pray that the message will be clear and it will reach Your people at the proper time. Let the message bring help, hope, assurance, salvation, deliverance, direction, wisdom, answer for questions and answer for prayers, O God. Let, Lord, Your will be done in the life of Your people, O God. Bless this time, O Lord, effectively, Lord. Anoint my lips, O Lord, and arrange the message in the way that You want it to be. We come against all disturbances and we break it in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We bless You, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The people of God, they were in exile in Persia. As God disciplined them because of their sin and idol worship, they were taken to Babylonia, and later on, as Babylonia was taken by Persia, they were under Persia. But God had moved the heart of the king of Persia to give them permission to allow them to go back to Jerusalem and to Judah and to rebuild the temple and to resettle there. So the passage that we have read speak about part of the people journey back from Persia to the promised land, to Jerusalem. The leader at that time was Ezra. Ezra, when he led the people of God from Persia back to the promised land, he faced a great challenge. The great challenge that he faced is a long journey. It's a very long journey. Long journey with bandits and danger along the way. He may face thieves and gangsters, or people may trouble him. So he was perceiving that if he would ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect him, or he would rely on God for the task. You know, this story, we can apply it in our life. We are always ahead to do certain things, but in front of us two options. Either we rely on God and on His provision, or we rely on the king and his soldiers and his horse men. Ezra finally decided to rely on God. He said, I was ashamed to ask the king, because we had told the king, he already told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him, but his great anger is against all who forsake him. He told the king, and he told the king that our God, he wants people to trust him and to rely on him, and he will be gracious to those people. But his anger against all who forsake him. So he remembered what he told to the king, and he said, I have told this to the king. We are telling the people, trust God, rely on God. Then now we should forsake the Lord and we trust human figure and human power. He was ashamed and he repented from doing that. So what he did, and with the people with him, so we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer. He had a hard journey ahead of him with the people, but finally he realized that he need to trust God, he need to stand firm, and he need to trust the Lord. You know, dangers and bandits along the way, and problems around us will be always there. This we cannot remove. But how we can overcome these things? Through prayer and fasting. God will surely spare us. We need to be diligent, earnest, consistent in our prayer and fasting. We need to be bold before God as we pray. We should have integrity. We should not rely on other things, because that is what God wants us to do. This is the way that God wants us to live on earth. We need to fully trust in Him. We have the power of a prayer, power of a crying out to God, kneeling down at His feet, knocking His door, and waiting for Him to open for us. The scriptures speak about all these things that enable us to overcome our problem, diseases, hardships, long journey that we need to achieve. All the Lord will grant us success as we rely fully on Him. The enemy may be near us, but through prayer and fasting, they would not be able to touch us. As we pray and kneel down, your body will be lifted up, and we will reach our destiny, and you will reach your destiny and your goal safely. Is that testified in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 32, on the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and He protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. So we arrived in Jerusalem, where we rested 3 days. He testified that finally they have reached Jerusalem, and He testified that the hand of our God was on us. As we read the Word of God, what the Word of God promised to us, as we obey and fully trust in the Lord and obey His instructions, then the hand of our God will be with us. He will protect us, He will provide for us, and He will spare us the troubles, and He will bring us to the place that we need to reach safely and sound. From this scripture, we learn that prayer and fasting can do a lot of things for us. Prayer and fasting would direct us not to put our hope on kings, but to put our hope on God. Sometimes you put your hope on your boss, your colleagues, your husband, you put your hope on your wife, You put your hope on your leaders, your national heroes. You put your hope on wealthy people. You put your hope on social and public figures, the governors, the rulers, the kings. You go and ask help from them and you rely on them. Sometimes you make a relationship because you say that one day I will need those people. So I need to have a friendship with them. No. Prayer and fasting teach us to put our hope and our trust on God. And that's why we need to keep good relationship with the Lord. How we keep good relationship with the Lord? We obey His command and walk on His way. You know, when you trust figures and you trust certain human categories and you put them at your right hand because those are the people who will help you, thus ultimately they become your gods and your idols, and that will drive you to serve them, to pay homage for them, so that they will help you in time of need. But in this way you are not realizing, you are igniting God's anger because they become your idols. Prayer and fasting direct our focus toward God. Prayer and fasting will direct you to put your hope on God and not on soldier and horsemen. You know, Israel was tempted to ask the king to give him soldier and horsemen. Thus represent human power and authorities. We may put our hope on a human achievement also. You may put your hope on degrees, establishments, money, treasures, and a lot of things, material things. You think that chariots, soldiers, weapons, degrees, qualification, credentials can help you and can protect you. But truly, they will not do anything to you. In time of troubles, these very things, these very material things that you put your hope on, and you are thinking that this thing will help you in time of need, in time of troubles, be very sure that these very things, they are the one who will put you down. Israel, he behaved and he acted in a wise way. Now, as we have read in the scripture in the book of Israel, there is the head of Israel and the people of God, a long journey to reach a certain place, and they need to reach that place safe and sound. They were in danger of facing troubles and perils and thieves along the way. The same is for us. We are heading forward to a journey. This life is a journey, and it is a long journey, and we have to reach and achieve our goals successfully. We need to rely fully on God, that He will be the one to help us to reach our destination. I will ask, where is our destination, where we need to reach? We need to reach heaven. We need to reach finally the new Jerusalem that the Lord promised, that will come down from heaven. And that is our place in the future that we need to reach. Therefore, as we live our life on earth, We need to trust God fully, that He'll be the one to enable us and provide for us and sustain us and protect us from perils and dangers, and will take our right hand and bring us there safe and sound. There are things that point we can emphasize from the scripture that we have read in the book of Ezra. The first point here, you need to remember the great things that the Lord had done to you before, and what He had done to His people. Take your life as a testimony, what the Lord had done to you before, remember that. And also the people who are around you, remember the testimonies, their testimony, what the Lord had done for them. Take these things as encouragement for you to rely once more on God and trust Him that He can do it to you once again. And in the future, He will be able to continue to help you. God is able to help you. Therefore, fully trust Him for the going on task and a problem that you are facing and for the future. Second point, as Israel brought the people back to the promised land, know then in your heart that the only true journey is the journey of repentance and the journey of bringing yourself and the people around you back to God and to His real good plan and purpose for you and for them. People on this life, they have a lot of journey toward achieving worldly things. People, they want to travel here and there. They think when they will reach certain areas in the world, to reach Australia, New Zealand, America, Canada, they think that is the ultimate goal. But that is not the journey that God want you to move. The journey that God had ordained for you is to reach the New Jerusalem and to have eternal life with the Lord and forever. Check yourself. Are you heading toward this kind of journey? Are you arranging yourself and preparing yourself and moving in this way, the narrow way that the Lord has ordained for us to live for Him here on earth until He come and take us to heaven? God wants you to correct yourself. The third point here from the scripture we have read, never be tempted to put your trust on people or on a human figure. Even this life is difficult, but put your hope and trust on the Lord, not on people, kings, human figures, and a lot of things. A lot of things around you may tempt you to make a relationship with people, thinking that those people, they will help you. No, don't take people as idols. Only one who can help you is God. God may use people, we don't say no for that. But we trust God and we rely on Him. We run to Him in times of troubles and need. If the Lord wants to use people to help us, praise the Lord for that. But we ourselves, we will not plan and put our trust on people, but we plan and we put our trust on the Lord. The fourth point, never be tempted to put your trust on material things as a source for your strength and success. Some people, they think that if they would have money, the money will help them to reach their destination. The money can be a mean, but not the way. Jesus is the way. And He will provide for you what you need for your journey. Some people, they think that qualification and degrees can be the way for them to reach. Jesus is the way. These things are, I mean, for it. But we don't put our trust on them. We put our trust on the Lord, that He will be the one to give to us the things that we need in our life. The next point here, be ashamed as Israel was ashamed. Israel did not go to the strong and powerful people who can give him provision, assurance and assurance, but had already trusted the gracious hand of God upon him and upon his people. Be ashamed to go and run for people or put your trust on certain figures and material things. God wants you to put your trust on Him. The next point here, fully trusting God and His Word. Trust the Lord fully and trust His Word. And that's why you need continuously to read your Bible and meditate and obey the Word of God. Israel was reminded to obey God and fully trust Him as he was reminded of His Word. Israel chapter 7 verse 6 speak about who Israel is. This Israel came up from Babylon. He was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The king had granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord, his God, was upon him. Now hear what the word of God tells us, that the king of Persia had given him a lot of things, granted him everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord, his God, was on him. The hand of God was on Israel so that he received the favor from the king. The king had given to Israel everything, not because the king was gracious, but because the gracious God, his hand was on Israel. So here, the king was good to Israel because God was good to Israel. So here Israel, he need to go to God, not to the king, for his provision. The same for you. What God's word say, you follow and obey. You know, Israel was a teacher well versed in the law of Moses, well versed in the word of God. And that's what you need to do. While we are living on earth, the only hope we have is the Lord and His Word. That's why we read the Bible daily. Daily we meditate on the Word of God. Daily we rely on the promises of God. Daily we obey the Lord. Because for every command, for God to fulfill, there are certain aspects we need to obey so that God will send His provision, or we will receive His provision on time. The next point that we want to emphasize here, take the lead and be the first to redirect the people to rely fully on God. Encourage those who are around you to throw away all the idols that they are having, including their human figures and material things. Teach the people and direct them to the true living God. Teach them by your example and direct them to His Word and His promises. That was the ministry of Israel, teaching the people and direct them. How He teach them? By giving them the Word of God, the verses from the Bible. But more effective way of teaching is by being a good example for them. When Israel refrained from asking the king for help, he showed the people that I need to trust God, and God will surely provide for me. If the Lord wants to use the king, praise the Lord. If the Lord wants to use other things, degree, money, certain people, we praise the Lord for that. But we with our hope on the Lord. From Him, we receive all the good things. The last point that we want to emphasize, be assured and praise the Lord from now that you will receive from Him your provision, the answer for your prayer, the deliverance, the victory, and as you trust Him, we will be together with the Lord and forever. Let us kneel down at the feet of Jesus. Let us give Him thanks and let us praise Him for His goodness and His faithfulness unto us. Even our journey here on earth is long and difficult, and hardship and trials and the problems we are going to face, but we need to trust God. He is the only one who can help us, and sure He can, and He is able. There is no problem, Lord, that you cannot solve. Nothing, Lord, you cannot manage. Lord, as I kneel down at your feet, I trust you my life. Oh God, you will be the one to take me and bring me, Lord, to the New Jerusalem, to eternity. Lord, I pray everyone who pray and put his trust in you, grant them, oh Lord, success in this life journey. And Lord, I pray that the message will give also correction to those who are in the wrong track, and teaching to teach your people to throw their idols and to fully trusting your word and your ways. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are away from you, those who are wanting to know the truth, and let the message reach those people who are struggling to obey you, Lord. I pray this message will encourage them and will support them, O God, to continue to do what is right and just, trusting you fully that you will enable them to do your work and your will and to walk in your ways. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. This all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.